The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Daily Prayer Podcast provides timeless truths from God's Word to guide you through every day. Prayers for your hardest days and happiest ones. Prayers for when you wake up and when you lay down. We want to help you experience a richer prayer life today. Download your Daily Prayer Podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Or go to yourdailyprayer.com. That's yourdailyprayer.com.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk Tampa. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open. In Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Good afternoon, my friends. Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Bill Bunkley Show, a three-hour briefing right here on Salem Radio. And we've got you covered all over Central Florida, from the shores of the Atlantic Ocean to the beaches of the Gulf of Mexico, all the way up through my friends in the villages, Ocala, and as well as Gainesville, and to the south, all the way through Bradenton, Sarasota, Venice, all the way down to North Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Thank you so much for tuning in as we are broadcasting now, again, on Salem Radio from our Tampa studios. Well, I don't know about you, but it's been a rather different weekend for the Bunkley household and for yours truly. And I think all of you know by now that about mid-Saturday afternoon, we began getting information that there was a massive launch of drones and missiles inbound to the state of Israel from the country of Iran themselves. And that is a game changer. That is flipping a much more advanced switch in the tensions in the region all around Israel. And, of course, coming up in a few moments, we're going to be talking about that to a great extent on today's briefing. But as you tune in today, Palestinian protests in America. I want to tell you that there's a story in the Middle East, and there's also a story here, a story in Europe, a story in all the major capitals around the globe. And for those of you that are Christ followers, I want to tell you that time is of the essence. When God opens up the door for you to share the gospel with a Muslim of the Muslim faith, particularly here in the United States, I impel you to do so. Why? Because keep in mind that what we're seeing with the tug of war between the ring of fire around Israel and radical Muslims, understand that they want to usher in a brand new caliphate all around the globe. Understand that they believe that it is their responsibility to take on and to destroy all governments, all religions, and to instill an Islamic global dominance. And so as we are praying, you must understand that as we are looking forward to what the Bible tells us in prophecy and end times, that today, if you were in Chicago trying to get to the Chicago airport, the roads were blocked by Palestinian protesters. I saw videos of people having to get out of their cars with their suitcases and rolling their suitcases across the grass and down sidewalks to try to get to the terminal to get their flight. If you were in San Francisco today, and if you were crossing the San Francisco famous bridge, guess what? It's blocked. Palestinian protesters. And law enforcement seems to be very slow in wanting to open up these two very important passageways. See, when you block the Golden Gate Bridge, you know that you are going to get massive press. And all of this is about public relations. So that's a little bit of a taste of what we're going to be talking about in terms of that. I'm also going to be talking a little bit later on about Scottie Scheffler, you know, the two-time Masters winner. And I'm going to tell you what you don't know about his Christian faith. It's going to be a tremendous encouragement. And coming up in the next hour, Tom Adama, my good friend and co-founder of Heart for Lebanon. When I was texting him Saturday afternoon to tell him I was praying for him, he was in Lebanon. I didn't know when he was returning, and he actually was at the airport in the United States, just got off the plane. So I had a chance to chat with him, but he is going to give us his perspective of what's happening there in southern Lebanon. It's a war update, and he has just returned to the country. I'll just tell you now, that's happening at 4:30 tomorrow. Now, we've got a lot to talk about on our briefing today, but let me just take a little bit of a timeout because we certainly have a lot of areas of focus. And in this three-hour briefing this afternoon, I'm reminding you, if you have a question or comment, you can always call me, not just here in Florida, but from all over the country. That number to call is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Before we launch into the brief, I want to tell you that, I had a delightful Saturday and a delightful weekend, notwithstanding the fact that about midway through Saturday afternoon, my cell phone was definitely blowing up. I guess I should say not literally in the times that we are living in, but all of the different access points for my sources, especially in the Middle East, Israel in particular. But I want to give a shout out because Saturday afternoon, what a wonderful reminder. It's a reminder of a family dedicated to Jesus Christ, but it's also a reminder how life used to be in many urban areas, and in fact, it's still that way in many rural areas. For you see, Saturday afternoon, we had a chance to celebrate a 50-year wedding anniversary. And I know that is such an important milestone. But in addition to an important milestone, our great friends, Jim and Carol Ethington, had a celebration with their family. And it was such a beautiful and a God-centered time. And especially for me, it was like a retreat. And they were joined by Amy and Aaron and Paul, their sons. And by the way, Amy and her husband are in ministry down under all the way to Australia. And so not only for her to make her way here to the area, we haven't seen her for a long time, but we've literally for many, many years, I think we were remembering back to Paul was maybe in first grade. It's one of those relationships where we've seen the kids literally grow up. But it was a nice family affair, and some of Jim's family was in as well, and, of course, all the grandkids. And I want to tell you what was very special. And because just about an hour before they began to have a song fest was when those messages started coming into my phone. And so here I'm watching a great family friendly reunion and spending some time with our great friends. And then the comparison to kind of what God's called me to do and all of these reports coming in. But then I just got to tell you this, because a lot of you, especially my audience, you know all about the Gaithers and the Gaither, Bill Gaither and Gloria Gaither. Well, I want to tell you that on Jim's side of the family, he had his brothers down, sister-in-laws. They are very talented, in as much as they're all, a lot of them are musicians and singers. And we sat on the porch, and if you've ever just sort of taken a time out to watch any of the Gaither specials, where, man, they're just praising the Lord, sitting around, and one song after another after another. Well, I tell you what, that was the after party. That was the official sort of the reception and those that were gathered. But then the party after the party was on the porch. And I got to be honest, on one hand, I'm getting the updates coming in from Israel. And on the other hand, I'm just listening and just a smile on my face. And so it reminded me about how important the scriptures are about our families, the instructions and the principles he's given us for our families, and to be able to see three generations in celebration of the patriarchs, that's Jim and Carol, and to see all of that come together. I got to tell you, my world, it's kind of a negative world, if you know what I mean. Now, I always stay positive in the Lord, and I know that he's got this. I know that he's in charge of everything. But, you know, in the same way, even in my quiet time this morning, remembering how important it is to encourage others, and because you never know that one day with that one word of encouragement, you might just flip a switch for a person that might be going through something difficult. And for me, it was just awesome to sit around and have that opportunity. So publicly, I just want to say a big congratulations to Jim and Carol Ethington. He, too, is not with leukemia, but Jim is also a veteran of the cancer wars, and he's had several different areas that he has had to deal with over the last few years. And so we both share the joy and jubilation over the Moffitt Cancer Center. And by the way, not only is she a master craftswoman when it comes to all of the, and I can't think of the word here, quilts. You ought to see the shop, and she teaches classes for other women to learn quilts. She's got all sorts of prizes she's won at the state fairs. And then Brother Jim, he makes guitars from scratch. He is the woodwork that he does, beautiful guitars. Anyway, thank you for a great Saturday afternoon. Computer's going to cut me off. More of the Bill Bunkley Show in a moment. Got the briefing coming along your way. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. A recent cover story of New York Magazine demands our attention. The title, Freedom of Sex, The Moral Case for Letting Trans Kids Change Their Bodies. The author writes, quote, "A growing majority of Americans also believe gender is determined by sex at birth, and even more, almost 70% oppose puberty blockers for trans kids," end quote. And the author notes this is bad news. The short of it is, there's been some pretty immediate and urgent rethinking going on here, especially when you talk about interfering with the hormonal development of adolescents or tampering with the bodies of children doing surgery on teenagers. That turns out to be a matter that Americans are not only rethinking, but many others are as well. It's really important for us to recognize that, say, a 16-year-old can't consent to a tonsillectomy in this country, but supposedly, according to the LGBTQ movement, he or she can consent to gender reassignment surgery. Let's just say to one another the truth. That's insanity.
This is Alistair Begg, inviting you to join me on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. Together, we'll be studying from God's Word, enjoying Christian fellowship, and all the while taking in the beautiful fall scenery. It looks like it'll be a terrific adventure, and I hope that you'll come along. You can learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or call 855-565-5519.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Sebastian Gorka, weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, followed by Stacey Washington at 5. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. And yes, Lord Jesus, I want so much more of you. And I know that the person listening on the other side of this microphone, if they are dedicated to you, they want more of you. Father, today of another day of our sanctification, let us just put you as our very top priority today. Your agenda for our lives right now is a top agenda. And let us totally honor and glorify you. And Father, we dedicate our lives once again to you today. And just ask you, Father, to lead, to guide, and to bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Going to be starting our briefing in a moment. Again, our phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Well, blocking the San Francisco Bridge, blocking the airport to Chicago, and right now a large, massive march of Palestinian flags in downtown New York. Understand that as we delve into our briefing of a lot of the different angles to the war in the Middle East between Israel and Iran and her proxies, as I was particularly looking at the roads that were blocking the entryway to O'Hara National Airport, International Airport in Chicago, I was remembering a few months before the October 7th attack, and if you'll recall, some of you may not realize the massive amount of liberal Jews that actually live in the Holy Land. And they are left of center. They are not observant Jews. They're not religious Jews. They are cultural Jews. And as we were wrapping up our trip, as we departed Jerusalem to go to Ben-Gurion Airport there, just outside of Tel Aviv, as we were gathering in the lobby, I was briefed that there were people blocking the roads to Ben-Gurion Airport, the left. And what they wanted to do was they were trying to really make it very difficult for tourists coming into or going out of Israel. And so we actually drove through a lot of what you're seeing. If you've seen any of the video coming in from Chicago, O'Hara's airport. And fortunately for us, and it's part of the steps that we take when I take pilgrimages into Israel and to Jordan, our bus driver for EDI Travel, and of course that's Boaz and Maggie Shalgi, which we had on the show a couple of days ago, as they have been refugees for months now, not able to live in their kibbutz right on the northern border with Lebanon. But fortunately for us that we had a retired police captain was actually our bus driver. So as we started getting close, it was amazing as I'm sitting in the front seat. And our driver, of course, every time we got to a police checkpoint, he leans out the window, "Hey, hola, hey, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da." And so with the help of his buddies, we were able to get guided to a couple of three little back roads. And before you know it, we were at the terminal. But the point I want to just share is we can no longer live in our spiritual cocoons at our churches. We are at a time that if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will probably be praying with me that we believe the next event is going to be the rapture of the church. But in that, when we look at the Olivet Discourse, and you must get a sense that Satan's move and Satan's imps and this whole uprising of radical Muslim supporters, uprising of large numbers of anti-Semitic Americans, it's not Europe, this is here in America, the urgency is for us to share the gospel. It is very easy to have gospel conversations in the environment that we are in today. And we're going to talk a little bit more about, we're going to talk a lot more about where we are at with our briefing this afternoon, because obviously Iran decided to do what many thought would be the unthinkable right now. I think Senator Kennedy from Louisiana summed it up pretty good. Over the weekend, I think he was talking to Shannon Bream, Fox News Sunday or something, and he reiterated, he goes, "You know," and you know Senator Kennedy can really have those one-liners, he goes, "You know, I can tell you what's going on right now. You know, you got Iran, you got all their proxies. That's nothing more than, hey, you know, those proxies are nothing but Iran's prostitutes. Those are Iran's whores. And guess what? Iran is the pimp. And we've got to support Israel because to eliminate the prostitution threat, you got to go after the pimps." Now, that's kind of a little bit radical way of looking at it, but that gives you an idea of what is really at stake here. And unfortunately, the world right now is awaiting Israel's response. Because the question is not if Israel is going to respond to Iran. The question is if and by what magnitude. I know I got a brief earlier today that the Israeli Air Force, their preparations are complete. They are just waiting for the command from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and they will be leading part of the attack in Iran. Got to take a break. More on the brief. Israel at war next on the Bill Bunkley Show.
W282 CI Tampa, W262 CP Bayonet Point.
Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Or listen on TuneIn and Odyssey.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The judge presiding over Donald Trump's alleged hush money trial has called prospective jurors into the New York courtroom. After hours of pretrial arguments, the process of selecting 12 jurors plus six alternates is now underway. Israel's military chief says Israel will respond to Iran's weekend missile strike, but has not immediately elaborated on when and how. Israel still considering its steps. The FBI conducting a criminal investigation into the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. It's focused on the circumstances leading up to it and whether all federal laws were followed. After reporting dismal first quarter sales, Tesla is now planning to lay off about a tenth of its workforce as it tries to cut costs. This is SRN News.
Worried about inflation, digital currencies, political turmoil, and the future of your investments? It's time to take control with Conservative Wealth Protection Group. During these times, central banks are buying gold and precious metals at record levels. But the question is, are you? With access to the cheapest bullion in the nation, we have a deep understanding of the precious metals markets. We'll reveal strategies that both the wealthy and everyday patriots just like you are using to get the most out of their tax-deferred retirement plans. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, we provide guidance without high-pressure sales tactics. Our No Fees for Life IRA program offers the lowest prices on precious metals, along with tax-free and penalty-free transfers. Explore your options with a free consultation. Call 888-964-4333. That's 888-964-4333. Protect your family and your investments. Call 888-964-4333 now.
Since 1992, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has helped rescue over 770,000 Jews out of poverty, persecution, and anti-Semitism on Fellowship Freedom flights. Bishop Paul Lanier, U.S. Board Chairman for the Fellowship.
I'm at the airport right now, Ben-Gurion Airport. There is a flight that has come in from Ukraine. In a matter of moments, precious children, orphans, will be getting off of this plane to be able to make Aliyah.
The cost to rescue one Jew on a Fellowship Freedom flight is $710. We're praying for 20 listeners who will call today and donate $35 to help bring one Jew to Israel. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
Right now, all of us, we have an opportunity to help fulfill biblical prophecy for just $35. We all can take $35 to partner with God to bring a Jewish person home. Wow, the words of the Bible coming to fruition.
Just $35 helps one poor Jew out of a life of hopelessness and anti-Semitism.
My name is Rebecca, and I just challenge you today to give out of a cheerful, loving heart to his people that need so much these days, that are broken, that need comfort, that need to be brought home to their home place, Israel.
Jews have waited for this moment in history. They are looking to God for their rescue. God is looking to us, Christians, to be his representatives of prophetic biblical fulfillment. Your gift of $35 will go immediately to the Fellowship's Aliyah ministry and will help support a poor Jew before and after their arrival in Israel. Please call 800-315-2112. 800-315-2112. That's 800-315-2112.
I know that you are good. I know that you are kind. I know that you are so much more than what I leave behind. die is a gain. I know that you are good.
We're back on Bill Bunkley. You know, we're about to come to a point where we will be closing out the availability for you to join me on Thursday, May the 2nd, for the National Day of Prayer Brunch. This will be our 31st annual gathering right here in downtown Tampa at the Armature Works. And I can't think of another year short of right after our attack on 9/11. And the attack on Pearl Harbor, I can't think of another time when it's more important knowing that millions of undocumented illegal aliens are within our midst, sleeper cells, all sorts of individuals with criminal records. And this is a time for Tampa to come together, for St. Petersburg to get together, for Lakeland to get together, Sarasota, Bradenton, you name it, Brooksville. I'm asking any and all of you to make your way to join me with a host of others over lunch to pray for America. That's going to be happening on May the 2nd, Thursday, the day of the National Day of Prayer. We have some tables left. We also have individual seatings, and I'm going to direct you right now to our flagship website for Faith Talk. That's letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com, and that way you can click on that link and maybe order a table. Would you bring a group of folks, maybe your Bible fellowship class, maybe the deacons at your church? Laura Story is going to be providing our praise and worship, and she's going to be bringing the message. And a lot of you know who she is, a very, very accomplished Christian recording artist as well as an author. So go right now to letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com, and let's have a good showing for the National Day of Prayer Brunch right here in Tampa. Well, right now I can tell you that Brooklyn Bridge, breaking right now, Brooklyn Bridge seems to be the next target for Palestinian protesters. And we're seeing not only Palestinian flags, but flags of the Hezbollah terrorists. And so I want to tell you that Satan and his lies and deception, and we are seeing now amongst many of the younger people of our country the manifest effects of years of indoctrination, though subtle, for communism, certainly Marxism and socialism. And we're going to continue our brief, but even though we're focusing on a discussion on Israel, understand that this is a worldwide event. And we must be praying for the peace of Israel, but we also need to pray for the peace of America and Europe. 877-943-9673. Make no doubt about it. I don't know whether you would agree or not agree, but I can tell you that God's invisible hand, I believe with all my heart, God's invisible hand protected both the airspace over Israel on Saturday as all of those drones and missiles were launched to come against Israel. And not only was God's hand protecting Israel, but I don't know if the number's this high. We're now having some counter input on this. But earlier today, the reports were that Iran, among hundreds of the smaller drones, Iran launched, well, the plan was to launch 120 ballistic missiles. And about half of those, 60 ballistic missiles, either failed to launch or they crashed prematurely. Now, I'm getting a little bit of a pushback on that yes, a large number of ballistic missiles failed, and there was a sizable number that crashed. But I'm hearing out of Israel that a couple of folks are pushing back that actually the Iron Dome and the joint defense plan put together by the United States of America and Israel, they believe that the Iron Dome and the other missile defense systems need to have a little bit more credit than what they are getting. But nonetheless, there is no doubt this was a massive drone and missile attack on Israel from Iranian soil. What is interesting is, other than a couple of lobs here and there, Iran was very clear. They launched their rockets from Iran. They launched their rockets from bases in Iraq. They launched rockets from bases in Syria. And they launched bases from down where the Houthis are. In Lebanon, the Hezbollah terrorists did not participate in the massive missile and drone attack on Israel. Now, there's a couple observations I want to make about this. First of all, there's no doubt that Iran and China, they have been completely embarrassed on the world stage. When you have 99% of your big attack on Israel fail, I mean, that is a colossal fail. Now, why do I mention China? Now, when we're talking drones, the drones and the drone technology, you're talking about Iran and its engineers. And you're talking about that as the unholy alliance between Gog and Magog. That's right, Gog and Magog, Russia, and, if it turns out to be, the Russian President Vladimir Putin. Because the same drones, suicide drones, attack drones that were unleashed on Israel, those are the same drones that are attacking the Ukraine right now because of the deal with Russia and Iran. Understand, though, when you get to the ballistic missiles, my friends, these are Chinese. And this is Chinese technology. And I mean to tell you, it was a classic fail. And make no mistake, the world stage is watching. And I know there have been a few laughs with some of the leaders of the world because, look, don't underestimate China. But China failed to impress on this deal. And I think they failed to impress because I believe God's hand of intervention was there. Now, one thing I want you to be aware of, we got a lot more to talk about. What Iran and their proxies would like to do, they would like to unleash. Think of a horde of bees. And you know, sometimes you stir up a bee's nest and you can just see hundreds, if not thousands, of bees all kind of flying together to meet the to meet the threat. Well, that's what all these smaller drones are all about. The reason is, follow me through. I mean, tons and tons of weaponry was fired just in that salvo on Saturday. The thousands of missiles, ballistic missiles, not just in Iran, but in Hezbollah, they are a trained army. They're not ragtag crazy people on motorcycles jumping off with their Kalashnikovs and their knives and terrorizing and doing what they did to those innocent civilians. and those Israeli kibbutz on the southern border of Israel. No, this is a well-trained army, and I got to tell you, what they want to do, every time Israel has to send up an Iron Dome missile to do an intercept, I understand it's about $1 million a copy. And on top of that, not only do they want to use the smaller drones, because Israel, whatever comes at them, they're going to fire the missiles to protect Israel. But folks, you got to understand, there's not a unlimited stockpile of these Iron Dome missiles, not to mention they're very expensive. Now, remember, between Israel and the United States, I mean, even though Nancy Pelosi, you know, called for an embargo a few days ago against giving Israel any more weapons. Now, that was before Israel got attacked, but that just tells you how sick and insane Nancy Pelosi and members of the left are wanting to block Israel. But remember this. China and Russia are in the region big time. China is standing by to go into Taiwan. Russia already sent troops to the Syrian border with Israel on the Golan Heights and these observation towers. This thing is cranking up. And I can tell you both China and Russia are more than pleased that Israel is going through a lot of their expensive missiles of the Iron Dome just to shoot down the drones. Because I think you're going to see a lot of drone attacks, because what they want to do is get it. And then when you have the big barrage and there's ballistic missiles, the issue is, even though the United States is firmly committed to Israel's defense, and I got to tell you, for that portion, if they didn't have the United States backup, unfortunately, we have funded Iran. We've given, President Biden has given more money to Iran than Israel, the Ukraine. I mean, all those billions of dollars, and now we're seeing all of these armaments that could very well overwhelm the Iron Dome batteries, as well as the time it takes to fly F-35s, intercept, come back, refuel, rearm, and get up. That takes time. So what we are praying for is God's continuing hand of intervention, because when they unleash all these ballistic missiles at one time, my friend, some, unless God intervenes, we'll get through. More in a moment. Got a question? 877-943-9673. I'll be right back.
Running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is an important health news alert.
Mental health problems are skyrocketing among veterans serving time in Iraq and Afghanistan. A new study finds that of the almost 300,000 vets using the VA medical system between 2002 and 2008, 37% were diagnosed with a mental health problem, 22% had post-traumatic stress disorder, and 33% were diagnosed with health problems, from depression to alcohol and drug use.
If you are struggling with controlled substance abuse, anger or negative emotions, fear, anxiety, or depression, call 855-FIX-ANXIETY. And try the 3-Minute Solution. No matter what difficulty you have, the 3-Minute Solution can free you to be yourself almost instantly. Call 855-FIX-ANXIETY and listen to the 3-Minute Solution. Experience instant relief. Call 855-FIX-ANXIETY or go to fixanxiety.org.
Are you looking for direction in your life? Here's today's Pathway Minute with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
Listen to the passages in the New Testament that connect salvation with personal belief. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Or John 11:25-26, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who what believes in me will live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Jesus asked. Both Jesus, the Apostle Paul, all of the New Testament writers said there is no salvation apart from a personal belief in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Pathway Minute is produced by Pathway to Victory. To access the Bible teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress, go to ptv.org.
Hello, this is Alistair Begg inviting you to join me and my friends from Salem Media Group on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. We'll enjoy the beautiful fall scenery along the coastline as we make our way from Boston up through the Gulf of St. Lawrence and over to Quebec City. Our voyage will include stops in Rockland, Maine, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island. We'll be visiting charming villages, touring historic lighthouses, dining on fresh seafood, and along the way we'll have the opportunity to enjoy a wonderful time of Christian fellowship as we learn from God's Word together. That's the Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise, September 2024. Learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or by calling 855-565-5519. I hope you'll come along.
When my world broke into pieces, you were there faithfully. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you made a way for me. I may never be the same man, but I'm a man who still believes. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you were there faithfully.
Welcome back. Bill Bunkley here. I am watching the feed coming in from the Brooklyn Bridge. There are confrontations now between the police and the Palestinian terrorists supporting protesters in New York. Looks like one of the lanes is still operating, but the police are working, a lot of them on bicycles and motorcycles, plenty of confrontations. And there's a lot of taunting of the police going on right now. And so the anti-Israel activists that are on the Brooklyn Bridge right now, in addition to what we've seen, the blocking of the roads to O'Hara's International Airport, the blocking of the Golden Gate Bridge in California. And so we have anti-Israel protests now all over the country. 877-943-9673. Well, as we continue to break things down here, you know, there is no doubt in my mind that this entire debacle falls at the feet of President Biden. It makes no sense for the billions of dollars that have either been borrowed or your taxpayer dollars that have continued to go to Iran. We are such a laughingstock to the world. And when I tell you that China and Iran greatly embarrassed on the world stage. I don't think they can be more embarrassed than who we are and the president that we have today. You know, at the end of President Trump's term, Iran was out of money. They were out of money. How do you cut off the head of the snake? Well, cut off the money supply. And then there were huge restrictions against the production of Iranian oil. And they were boxed in by the president and by that administration, so they couldn't sell a bunch of oil. Please understand that what you're seeing today lies directly at the feet of the president of the United States. Know that President Biden came in after Trump, and then it wasn't long, and remember the pallets of cash? So you see, this is Obama too. Remember that Obama, certainly sympathetic to the, the Muslim Brotherhood and those entities. Remember the pallets of cash and small bills? What do you that he thought he could sneak into the airport there in Tehran, at 2 or 3 in the morning, and guess what? Didn't work, and we saw all those videos that came in, pallets of cash. Now, where do you think that cash went to? Do you think it went to the Iranian people? No. And then now, his errand boy or whatever you want to call it, President Biden, billions of dollars that have gone into Iran. And do you know that the U.S. has not enforced Iran's oil restriction production? And guess who's been buying large, huge quantities of Iranian oil, far surpassing the restrictions? If you would say China, you would be right. And then all this idea of billions of dollars, and has the United States led the effort to make sure, period, end the story, that Iran was not developing any more plutonium or whatever for the bomb, for the atomic bomb? Of course not. But you know, I'm just smiling, because all of this and many more things are so lining up with biblical prophecy. Because all the evil people are all so very smug. Remember, God is in heaven. God will not be mocked. And he laughs when all the nations rise up against him. So I want you to be encouraged. We're going to tell you the truth. We're going to tell you the basic elements of what we have going on practically most of our brief today. But at the same time, I just smile, because we know the end of the story. We know God is going to speak his word, and every bit of this evilness will be wiped out. And then we will reign with him for a millennium right here on earth. Got to take a break. More of the Bill Bunkley Show in a moment. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Bill Bunkley here. I want to take a moment to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a listener to this station. Whether it's our Faith Talk stations across Central Florida or our answer stations blanketing everything north and south of the Skyway, without you, there's no reason for us to be here doing what we do. And of course, what we do is not like anything else that's out there in the old or new media. In this day and age, we do not take this responsibility for granted. And so I would also like to take this opportunity to encourage you. If you agree with our messaging and want to support our efforts, there's no better way to do so than to support the great advertisers you hear on our stations. If you learn about a product or service here, please consider patronizing that business the next time you're in the market for what they have to offer. And if you have a business that could use some effective marketing, well, radio still very much gets results, and you can get started by calling Steve Baltimore at 813-349-8240.
WTBN Pinellas Park, WLCC Brandon.
Faith Talk Tampa.
Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Download the Faith Talk Tampa app.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Correspondent Eric Tucker reports that while the Trump alleged hush money trial is going on, the former president is expected to use the trial to boost his presidential campaign.
We can anticipate a familiar dynamic where he uses his legal troubles to bolster his own presidential candidacy. He's going to be trying to rally his base. He's going to be trying to paint this case and others as examples of what he says is political persecution. And that dynamic now is something that we've come to expect from Donald Trump. We can definitely expect that to continue in the coming weeks.
Jury selection now underway in New York. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden hosting Iraq's leader at the White House as fears grow for a major escalation in Mideast hostilities following Iran's weekend attack on Israel. Biden met with Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammad Shia Osadi at the White House for talks intended to focus primarily on U.S.-Iraq relations. The president says the United States is committed to Israel's security, even as he pushes for a pause in the Gaza war.
We're committed to a ceasefire that will bring the hostages home and preventing conflict from spreading beyond what it already has.
Meanwhile, a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says Israel must respond to Iraq militarily. But Dr. Michael Oren's also says the Jewish state needs to mount an international diplomatic effort
to galvanize a front against Iran, to expose the fact that Iran is the source of instability, violence, war in the Middle East. It's now been, the veil has been lifted.
Oren interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Pro-Palestinian protest against Israel in several U.S. cities in San Francisco. The Golden Gate Bridge had earlier been blocked by protesters, that forcing a massive backup. This is SRN News.
Oh, honey, it's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just Leaf Filter's policies. Everyone who calls Leaf Filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leaf filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/platinum to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/platinum and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
A Belgian leader promotes euthanasia.
The country already allows terminally ill people to commit suicide with a doctor's help. But the president of Belgium's largest health insurance company says that's not enough. Faced with an aging population, Luc van Gorp suggests that elderly people who are in good health could opt to kill themselves for the good of the state, and presumably to save his firm some money. Pro-life advocates have warned that legalized suicide always leads in this direction. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in Iowa have asked that state's Supreme Court to clear the way for a new pro-life law to go into effect. The measure bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. It was in effect for just a few days last July before a district court put it on hold. The justices could decide to end the temporary pause without ruling on the law's constitutionality, instead sending the case back to lower courts for more arguments. This is SRN News.
relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Good afternoon, my friends. Welcome back. I'm Bill Bunkley, your host of The Bill Bunkley Show. We are entering into hour number two of the three-hour briefing right here on Salem Radio. We're broadcasting in Tampa all over Central Florida from the Gulf of Mexico all the way eastward to the Atlantic Ocean and all the way up to the villages, to Ocala and Gainesville, to the north, to the south, all the way down to Fort Myers and Cape Coral. And we are delighted you're with us. I'm also president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. Well, right now, we in the world are standing by for Israel's response to the Iranian attack on that happened on Saturday night, which was Saturday afternoon our time. We've got protest right now. I've just sat here during the 4 o'clock break, and let me see if I can remember the cities. We have protests going on all across America at this hour. The Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco blocked. Entrance into Chicago's O'Hara Airport blocked. Protesters now disrupting things on the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. Protesters disrupting things in Oakland, California, Long Beach, California, San Antonio, Texas, and who knows where else. Thank you, President Biden. Thank you for being a part of the lies and the mistruths about Israel conducting a genocide on the Palestinian refugees. Thank you, Mr. Biden. I don't know if what you have done since you have become president could more foul up more things both here domestically and around the world than any one person has ever done. Now, this is madness. It's insanity. But as you join me this afternoon, and I want to welcome in those of you who have tuned in on our News Talk answer stations in Sarasota, Bradenton, and Venice. Tuned in on AM 930 as well as FM 93.7. Welcome to our broadcast this afternoon. Now, as we're continuing our brief this afternoon, I just want to remind our audience, if you're tuning in for the first time, this is a brief for 3 hours, and it is from a Christian worldview and a conservative worldview. And today, I think that's a little more important than some days, because I want to tell all of you, whether you know Jesus Christ or not, whether you know who he is or what he's about, or whether or not you are a Christian, in my mind, you cannot separate what's going on real time right now in America with these protests, as well as what's going on right now Right now, it's a few minutes after 11 o'clock p.m. in Israel. It's nighttime. Will Israel strike back at Iran in the next few hours? I don't know. But we do know that it's imminent. We do know that Israel has made it clear they will be conducting a military response to the attack that Iran conducted from their own homeland. Our phone lines are open if you have a question or comment. 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. This president not only has thrown Israel under the bus, this president who in 2020 had the nerve to pontificate about how Donald Trump was going to get us in a wide war in the Middle East. Look at us today. Look at us today. The Biden administration, along with President Obama, they have empowered and they have equipped almost single-handedly the terrorist state of Iran and its proxies. Billions and billions and billions of dollars. Not making sure that they didn't make billions and billions of dollars more in all the oil they've sold to communist China. And oh, by the way, oh, we're trusting Iran that they're not developing a nuclear weapon. I hope that everyone listening to the sound of my voice, I hope that you just forget you're a Republican. Just forget you're a Democrat. Just forget you're an independent. My gosh, you are an American. Sit up. Pay attention. Look what's going on. And so I'm going to tell you at the outset, I believe that God's hand was involved in protecting Israeli territory last Saturday. And I don't think it's any coincidence that the missiles that are basically manufactured by China, huge failure rate. Some of them never got off the pad. Others of them crashed. And 99% of whatever Iran tried to throw at Israel never hit its mark. The Iranians should be embarrassed. And the Chinese, with their technology, they should be embarrassed. But you know what? We are the biggest buffoons on the national stage. If you don't think the world's leaders, and certainly the terrorist leaders, are not laughing at our president and his colossal failed leadership, then I got to tell you, I don't know what planet you are on. Because Iran has played President Biden like a fiddle. And look at the mess that we are in. Look at the mess that we are in. 300 attack drones and missiles from Iraq, Syria, and Iran. The very first direct attack on Israel by the Islamic Republic. This is a whole new deal. This is a whole nother chapter. For me to sit and to watch real time, Iron Dome interceptors over the Temple Mount in the old city of Jerusalem. I had to remind myself that I wasn't watching a movie, that I wasn't watching fiction, that I was watching this real time. And I thought about my Israeli friends all over Israel. under the sounds all through Saturday night until the barrage ended of the sirens and the warnings. The attack came at 11 p.m. Israeli time. Now, I want you to know something. Turkey, Iran through Turkey, told President Biden exactly when they were going to attack. And I want you to remember this. I want you to remember how influential our president is. He was asked about the threat, about the impending attack by Iran. You know what he said? Don't. Friday afternoon, I believe, one word, don't. Well, I tell you what, that must have sent shivers down the back of the Ayatollahs in Iran, because it was a matter of hours when they must have laughed and said, oh, yeah, don't. And they fired all those missiles. Now, I got to tell you that I am additionally skeptical. I got to tell you, I don't trust our State Department. I don't trust Anthony Blinken. I don't trust President Biden. I certainly don't trust his staff members. If you looked at some of the staff members, surely you will see that there's backgrounds of anti-Semitism, anti-Israeli sentiment. You know, this whole thing, I can't get it out of my mind. You know, I think about that big spectacle of illusion that just took place in America, also known as WrestleMania. Now, by now, everybody knows that wrestling is sports entertainment. Yeah, they may, from time to time, actually get mad at each other, but it's a very orchestrated show. So that out in front of the cameras, we have all of these wars and turmoils. But you know, backstage, they're all, whether they're good guys or they're bad guys. Bad guys are called heels. Good guys are babyface. Kind of the lingo in the industry. But you know, they're all buddies behind the curtain. And I just wonder, with all this money, billions of dollars, not enforcing the restrictions on producing and selling all these gazillion gallons of crude oil to China, and then not holding their line with the nuclear inspectors, I think that one day, when we find out what this administration has really been up to, if you think that you are angry today, I think you're going to be a lot angrier in the future, especially when America has been dismantled. Because you see, you and I, we live in the generation. We know what America was like 30, 40, 50 years ago. We are eyewitnesses to the peace and the wonderful government our founding fathers had given to us. And now we see these, especially these young people on the streets, who think that Marxism is the way to go, who are convinced that Israel is committing genocide, embracing socialism, and millions of students getting everything paid for them, including refunding of their college tuitions. 877-943-9673. Tom Adama is going to give us a brief Heart for Lebanon, bottom of the hour. Don't miss that. He's right back in the country here from Lebanon.
Investments involve a high degree of risk. Results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Hey, Florida, want to help the over 20,000 plus children in the state's foster care system? Join All Pro Dad and the No More Foundation at Relevant Church at 6 p.m. on Sunday, May 1st, for an event where you can step up to foster, adopt, or learn how you can help families who are doing the incredibly hard but rewarding work of saving young lives. Text ACTION to 97000 to help make a difference today. That's text ACTION to 97000.
You need to repent of your sin, turn from whatever you know is wrong, and trust Christ, not Christ and religion, not Christ and church, not Christ and good deeds, but Christ and his atoning death alone. Nothing else. And the Bible says that Christ will establish a relationship with you that will involve forgiving your sins and taking you to heaven.
Verse by Verse with Pastor Steve Kreloff, weekday mornings at 6 here on Faith Talk Tampa.
'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Saturday, I was at a 50th wedding anniversary for two of our very good friends. And while there in the afternoon was when my phone started, as I said, blowing up, not literally earlier, that the inbound attack was happening. And before that moment, most of us believed that Iran would still not attack Israel head on. But we were quickly corrected on that. In fact, the inbound came from Iranian territory, Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. Interesting that the huge arsenal, and I mean very huge arsenal of ballistic missiles right on Israel's northern border, right in the neighborhood, they did not have Hezbollah engaged. Good news and bad news, but keep in mind that Iran is about 1,000 miles away from Jerusalem. And you take some of those drones, it literally takes hours when they launch them. Israel has quite a bit of time to get ready because those drones, those attack drones and the suicide drones, I mean, they're slow puppies. Ballistic missiles are not. And remember, I think they want to have a series of these back and forth where they're going to use mostly their drones because Israel is going to shoot them down with Iron Dome missiles, but those run about $1 million a copy. And of course, it certainly is top secret just how many missiles are stockpiled for the Iron Dome, how many is here in the United States. And by the way, if China was to attack Taiwan, you would think that part of our commitment would be the Iron Dome batteries for the Taiwanese. And so as your president, Mr. Biden, and Chuck Schumer and your Democratic leaders, they have eviscerated our military budget. I think we just scrapped a submarine or I can't remember which, or an aircraft carrier. Severe cutbacks in military spending at a time where the world is a dangerous neighborhood, and we are going to be in the thick of it. So we're waiting to see what Israel will do. A couple things I just want to tell you. Number one, most people would immediately say, go after the nuclear facilities. Now, let me tell you, I'm in my heart, I'm like, get them, boys, get them, girls. But let's take a look at a couple things. We'll get back to that in a minute or two. So we have President Biden. You would know this if it's your son or daughter and you know where they're deployed. We have American bases in Iraq. We have American bases in eastern Syria. We got a presence in Israel. Now, I want you to know all of these bases, they don't have Iron Dome protection like what we're seeing with the combined Israel and United States arsenal. If Iran decided they wanted to open up a huge barrage against our bases, I'm just going to tell you right now, we would be losing some of our brave boys and girls who are serving this country. I think any other president would have already been to the mic and say, Ayatollahs in Iran, I am telling you now, don't you dare even think about sending one drone or one rocket to any of our bases. Have you heard that? Absolutely not. And you're not going to hear that. Because that is at the backbone, excuse me, at the non-backbone of our president. And so that's why I have to be careful. Now, something else I think Congressman Corey Mills pointed out earlier today. Nobody believes that Iran has a successful, completed atom bomb. But remember two distinct possibilities. All of the fusion they've been doing, they've got some very dangerous nuclear material. And I'm not anywhere near an expert in this area, but there was a discussion that right now they could probably launch something. We would refer to it as a dirty bomb. And I'm going to tell you what, the tiny nation of Israel, there could be great destruction. The other thing is, so what if the madman in North Korea who does have nuclear weapons, I know the United States is watching this closely, and Central Command, I can't tell you how much I'm so proud of you guys and gals here. A big reason why God used you to put his hand of protection was because of your expertise. And folks, I want you to know that those that are in the know have already called out the expertise of what Central Command stepped up to in the air, on land, and on sea on Saturday, standing with Israel defensively. But what if Kim Il-jong were to, you know, secretly get some sort of a nuclear device to the Iranians? These guys are crazy. Because they believe that they've got to bring a big, big war to bring on the Mahdi. And some people now are talking about the 12th Imam, that Mahdi that can only come as a result of a lot of war Think about all of the radical Muslims in Europe. And the Bible talks about the Antichrist that will rise up. Good-looking guy, a lot of people believe, from Europe. So what happens if this 12th Iman ends up being the same as the Antichrist that we're looking for? Not saying it is, but I'm saying, boy, it's like everything's on the table. But next, my good friend, safe back in America, but we're worried about 75 of those working with Heart for Lebanon in country. We'll have that update in a moment. Don't go away. Be right back.
W282CI Tampa, W262CP Bayonet Point.
Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Or listen on TuneIn and Odyssey.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Pro-Palestinian protests against Israel across America in several U.S. cities, frustrating many residents in San Francisco. The Golden Gate Bridge had earlier been blocked by protesters, forcing a massive backup. Other protests in Chicago, New York, and Philadelphia, to name a few. The Trump alleged hush money trial is underway in New York. The former president has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. The FBI has opened an investigation into the deadly Baltimore bridge collapse and to determine whether any federal laws might have been broken. On Wall Street, stocks finished lower today. The Dow was down 248 points. The NASDAQ lost 290, and the S&P 500 dropping 61 points. This is SRN News.
This is Alistair Begg, inviting you to join me on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. Together, we'll be studying from God's Word, enjoying Christian fellowship, and all the while taking in the beautiful fall scenery. It looks like it'll be a terrific adventure, and I hope that you'll come along. You can learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or call 855-565-5519.
Since 1992, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has helped rescue over 770,000 Jews out of poverty, persecution, and anti-Semitism on Fellowship Freedom flights. Bishop Paul Lanier, U.S. Board Chairman for the Fellowship.
I'm at the airport right now, Ben-Gurion Airport. There is a flight that has come in from Ukraine. In a matter of moments, precious children, orphans, will be getting off of this plane to be able to make Aliyah.
The cost to rescue one Jew on a Fellowship Freedom flight is $710. We're praying for 20 listeners who will call today and donate $35 to help bring one Jew to Israel. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
Right now, all of us, we have an opportunity to help fulfill biblical prophecy for just $35. We all can take $35 to partner with God to bring a Jewish person home. Wow, the words of the Bible coming to fruition.
Just $35 helps one poor Jew out of a life of hopelessness and anti-Semitism.
My name is Rebecca, and I just challenge you today to give out of a cheerful, loving heart to his people that need so much these days, that are broken, that need comfort, that need to be brought home to their home place, Israel.
Jews have waited for this moment in history. They are looking to God for their rescue. God is looking to us, Christians, to be his representatives of prophetic biblical fulfillment. Your gift of $35 will go immediately to the Fellowship's Aliyah ministry and will help support a poor Jew before and after their arrival in Israel. Please call 800-315-2112. 800-315-2112. That's 800-315-2112.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel. Home to the biggest shows on TV, like Dennis Prager, weekdays at noon Eastern, followed by Jay and Jordan Seculo at 2. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. There's a kind of love that God only knows.
We're back on Bill Bunkley here. 877-943-9673. And you know, God only knows what the Israelis are going through. God only knows what the Christians in Lebanon are going through. God only knows what the Palestinian refugees are going through in the Gaza Strip. And God only knows what you're going through and what I'm going through. Hey, we're going to have a conversation with Tom Adama. Boy, I tell you what, I am so proud of Tom because he is a co-founder of Heart for Lebanon. And this was actually an organization founded after the 2006 war there in Lebanon with the Israelis. And then you had the Syrian civil war where so many of the citizens, the Christians in Syria, were gassed by their own leadership and that brutal civil war. They fled that. And then you had ISIS that was operating up in parts of Syria, and they fled. And 2 million refugees that you never hear the UN talk about, like they talk about the Gazan refugees. They've been there for years. But also Heart for Lebanon Christian Ministry has been there for years as well. And Tom has just returned from Lebanon. In fact, the day that the hostilities broke out, I was, as I said, I was at an anniversary party, and I immediately texted Tom because I knew he left for Lebanon. I thought he was still there, only to be greatly relieved that he was at the airport in the States just returning. And so, Tom, my prayers and many prayers have been answered. I'm so glad to hear you're back safely.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, back safely. Little did I realize when we took off from the airport, it was one of the last flights out before it all closed down for about 16 hours. And God, you know, it's just a great reminder that God's in control. He watches out for people, protects people. And boy, what a great opportunity we had when we were there to share the love of Christ.
We're going to get to that in just a moment. Folks, I want you to pray for Camille Melke. He is the co-founder of Heart for Lebanon. We're not going to get into a lot of details, but he has been in a situation, in a medical situation. So, and I know, Tom, that was heavy on your heart when you left. What's the latest on how Camille is doing?
He's doing well. He'll be in the hospital for about another 3 to 4 days. The doctors were very pleased with the reconstructive surgery they had to do. Things went much smoother than they thought. It wasn't as complicated as they thought. So he'll be in, as I mentioned, for 3-4 days and do some more tests and see if the second part of this surgery, when that can happen. Probably will happen at the end of May, the doctors are thinking. But thanks to everybody's prayers. He's doing real well. I spoke to him about 4 hours ago, and a little droggy, but he's doing well.
Well, folks, I tell you, I just couldn't imagine. Now, believe me, you're talking about two praying men here, so there's no doubt God's got his hand on Camille. But the fact that you're going to have surgery in the middle of this impending war, a little unnerving for me, but God's got it. But anyway, that is a good report. So, Tom, boy, I tell you what, you're in country, and I want to mention a couple things because we're now hearing, not for Heart for Lebanon, because you guys don't get involved with any politics. You're there serving the refugees, not only with relief, but sharing the gospel with them as well. But just a few days ago, I'm sure you're aware, in the Lebanese party, the Christian Lebanese Forces Party, there was an outspoken Christian by the name of Pascal Sleeman. He was kidnapped. Some say it's Syrian gang. Some said it's connected to Hezbollah. But they found his body over near the Syrian border. And Lebanese terrorist leader Nasrallah has been speaking harshly about Christians. And it's kind of ratcheting up. What can you tell us about that before we get specific about Heart for Lebanon?
Yes, I was there when that kidnapping took place, and there's another suicide kidnapping that took place as well. That they're two separate issues, two separate events, but they are on this, almost the same at the same time. This one here, as ratcheted up a little bit, the negative talking about Christians. There's some things that people get involved in as Christians that we probably shouldn't, and it gives a bad illustration to the world or to the people in their sphere of influence of what a Christian is. And one of the things you have to understand with the Muslim culture is if your actions don't back up your words, then you're no good, and they'll take you out. Now, whether that's true or not is up for debate in this case. But that's the way the Muslim community looks at it. And he became a problem to the group that took him out. That has stirred the pot in a negative way, if I can word it that way, in Lebanon. Some Christians have become very fearful, to be honest about it, and they're not doing anything. There is a very small group of Christians that said, okay, we're out of here. And have left the country. And then there's a few of us that said, well, wait a minute here. Unfortunately, this happened, and there's a lot around it, and we're not justifying it. It happened. What can we learn from it? And what can we do to show the love of Christ even stronger? And when we were praying about it, Lord gave us a few ideas to do that, to share people in and around the community where he was from. And so we started serving people. How did we start serving people? We just started to go to the community and have conversations. You need to talk about this? You want to talk about it? And that's what we did. And, you know, then you find people that have some humanitarian needs, and you take care of that. But the main thing is you just spend time with them building relationships, answering their questions, and building the bridge back, building trust back. It's a sad situation for sure. But at the end of the day, you know, it sounds like a cliche, but it's not. God works everything to good for his good, mm-hmm. and his honor and his glory. We have to just figure out the role we're to play in that process. And we at Heart for Lebanon have never ran away from the hard stuff. We run to it. Not because we're martyrs, not because we're better than anybody else. It's just that, well, Paul said it best. I'm obligated to share the gospel because the gospel is the answer to the problem. And we're obligated to run into this thing to say, wait a minute. Yeah, everybody's not perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody does whatever, including me. But there is somebody in heaven that's for you. He will help you. He will guide you. You just have to listen to him. And so this situation, I don't think is going to spin out of control. I think there's other things going on in the country of Lebanon. I mean, the night Iran sent all these drones and missiles into Israel, Hezbollah shot over 150 missiles into Israel. Israel shot back, obviously, already into Lebanon and just did more devastation in southern Lebanon. There's 33 people killed because of that interaction. Not war, conflict, that keeps escalating.
I saw a clip of a Christian Lebanese farmer, I won't say where, but not far from the Lebanese-Israeli border. And apparently, I don't know whether it's an olive orchard or what, olive field, but anyway, he was pleading with the terrorists because they were they moved in their portable launchers and they were launching rockets actively from his farm. And he was pleading with them, please go somewhere else. And folks, let me just tell you this. By the way, the website is heartforlebanon.org, heartforlebanon.org. There may be a way that you can help in just a minute, not only praying, but in other ways. But I want to tell you, I've been to their facilities, very well familiar in country in Lebanon with Tom Camille and the team, about 75 or so. Understand this, that because that they as far as the Hezbollah folks are concerned, they stay in their lane. They know they're not political, and they know that they're all about helping to feed people, helping them with their needs, helping them with their children. And so at least to this point, they have not been put in the category of, say, some of the other shared Christian faith people who are either members of the parliament. Remember, about 30%, of the Christians in the region used to be in Lebanon. I mean, this is a huge Christian enclave. And so that affects that. So tell us what's going on, because I know you've got the three areas of distribution, the Bekaa Valley, southern Lebanon, and to some degree in Beirut. And what you do is you will help these refugees that are involved with your program. You've taken on hundreds more of those that fled from the southern border. How is that going in terms of how are your stockpiles of what you need to keep the food and the relief and things like blankets and all that? And tell us about how that's holding up.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. We are able to buy things in country. Things are expensive, very expensive, but when you can buy in bulk and you have a track record of paying your bills on time, you can get a fairly good discount. The other thing that's in our favor right now is, while inflation is still really high, the exchange rate has been balanced out a little bit. Instead of having an exchange rate that changes literally, this is the truth, 6 months ago, every hour on the hour, now it's at least twice a week where this exchange rate is set. And right now, with the exchange rate, you can make up about 60% of the inflation cost by doing some good math on the exchange rate. So all that to say is we can purchase items in country which help people, that extend testimony of Christ to the secular business people that we deal with, and many of them are starting to become Bible studies and wanting to know more about Christ, which is a ministry we never thought we would have in country. So right now we have 3,482 families that we are serving every month. Average family of six. The majority of the families are single moms with children. Most single moms are under the age of 26. The average age, there is no single mom that we're serving over the age of 26, I should say.
Wow.
The average age is 22.
All right. Let me hop in here. Hold that brief right there. Computer's going to cut me off in a second. Got to take a break. More with Tom Adama, the co-founder of Heart for Lebanon. That website is heartforlebanon.org, heartforlebanon.org. If you want to learn more and get involved, I'm Bill Bunkley. Be right back.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable.
It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615. That's 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615.
Get ready to join hands and hearts in prayer at the 31st Annual Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch. Faith Talk Tampa invites you to join us on Thursday, May 2nd, to a time-honored tradition where the community comes together to lift up our nation and its leaders. We're thrilled to announce our special keynote speaker, Laura Story. As a Grammy-winning songwriter, best-selling author, and dedicated Bible teacher, Laura will inspire us with her insights and messages of hope. Don't miss this unforgettable event. Join Faith Talk Tampa at Armature Works in Tampa from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Thursday, May 2nd. Let's come together as a community and make a difference through the power of prayer. Tickets are available now. Reserve your spot at letstalkfaith.com or call 813-349-8238.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? That's right. That's why it's critical to supplement your diet with a good source of vitamin C every single day. Aqua Powders Vitamin C is a safe, effective, and delicious way to get the powerful vitamin C your body needs. And it's easy. Just mix with water and drink. Feel more energy, boost your immune system, and fight free radical damage. The secret is that Aqua Powders Vitamin C combines nature's most potent forms of vitamin C, including Acerola cherry, to deliver 2,000 milligrams per serving. That's real protection. And Aqua Powders Vitamin C is available on Amazon. That's spelled AQUAPOWDERZ. Vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aqua Powders is one of the best ways to get vitamin C. So go to Amazon now and get your Aqua Powders Vitamin C today. And remember, Aqua Powders transforms water into wellness.
You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Welcome back. Bill Bunkley here. A few more moments to spend with Tom Adama, just back in the States from Lebanon. And I'll remind you that website is heartforlebanon.org, heartforlebanon.org. Right now, feeding and caring for 3,000-plus refugees in the middle of the war zone. And I want you to check out that website. And if you'd like to support their work, I want to give that invitation, too. So, Tom, come back in here for a few moments, because you were giving us a profile on those that you're serving. And then when you conclude that, I want you to tell us a little bit about your 75 or so staff members. They didn't flee. They're right on the front lines. And I got to imagine now, for most of them, hearing the sound of war, though not always right on top of them, This has to be very unnerving. And talk a little bit about day after day after day. It really takes a toll, doesn't it? But go ahead and give us your brief on the numbers that you're serving first.
Well, typical family is a single mom with six children, as I was mentioning before. I'll never forget the lady that I met on this trip, Joanna. She came to us. I was sitting at the center in southern Lebanon doing some work there, and she just came into the office and said, "I need your help." Now, she did that in Arabic, not in English, but and you could look at her and you could tell that she had an emotional struggle going on. Yes, she looked like she needed some physical help. Looked like she hadn't eaten in a couple of days, and come to find out, her or her children had not eaten anything except for some water for the last 2 days. And they were walking up from the southern part of Lebanon, came to our center, wanted help. We gave her some help, got her some medical treatment she needed. And Joanna finally said to the lad who you met, Bill, yes, "Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Why do you care for me? My people don't even care for me." And the lad said, "Well, because my Heavenly Father cared for all of us. He created us." And that led to a very fascinating conversation. Here she is, a lady, 28, 27 years of age, Muslim, has never read the Quran, didn't know one word of it, doesn't even have a copy of the Quran. She knows nothing. And yet she knows that there's more to life than what she was given.
Mm.
And we had an opportunity to share with her the love of Christ. Now, Malad and his team in the South, as well as Bashir and all the entire staff of now 81 people full-time, all indigenous to the area. I'm the only American on staff. I keep kiddingly say, but if we had all Americans on staff, we'd have a staff of nobody left in Lebanon at the day, because they'd all run for the hills.
So
we're
true.
Safe.
So
but
true.
These locals are dedicated to Christ because they've been through the hardship.
Mm-hmm.
You take Joseph. Joseph has scars on his face that Syrians put on his face when they ruled Lebanon because they didn't like him as a Christian teenager. And when he sits with a Syrian and says to that Syrian, "God loves you. He's got he really, really cares about you," they can say, "No, he doesn't. How do you know? He doesn't love me." He said, "Well, I can love you and just like Jesus does. How can you do that?" Well, see these scars? Syrians did that to me. In fact, they killed my brother and my father right in front of me. And all of a sudden, it changes. The conversation changes. You see, Bill, the staff overall, let me paint a big picture, is under constant pressure. You and I can get away for a weekend. We can go to the local coffee shop, get a cup of coffee, and just kind of debrief a little bit. They can't. Sirens are going off. Bombs are going off. People are lining up wanting answers to help, and you got to be on. You got to be ready to serve. You got to be ready to help. You got to be ready to do this. So what Camille and I have done here lately is a couple weeks back, we brought the whole staff together with their families, went to the Baca Valley, rented a facility, and for 2.5 days, including nights, we paid for everything, just to give the team a break, just to get out from the pressure, just to be able to refresh physically, emotionally, and, yes, spiritually. So when they went back, they could do it again. There's churches that are splitting because of the pressure. There's families that were solid are now splitting because of the pressure. It's easy to sit in America and say, well, there's ways to deal with that. There is in America, but there's not in the Middle East at the moment. I had a question today. I was visiting, and somebody came up to me and said, "You're Tom from Hong Kong."
Got 1 minute, Tom. Go ahead, Tom. Got 1 minute.
And they said, "So why is Jordan shutting down its airspace?" I said, "Because everything from Iran has to go over Jordan to get to Israel." People don't understand this isn't just a one country event. This is the Middle East involved in this, and we must pray for them earnestly.
And those tentacles are going to reach back here. I'm just going to tell you this. There are stories about the staff members I met, and especially Malad, that I will not and not at liberty to tell, But if you knew what these folks have been through who are on the staff, miraculous. I want to thank Tom Adama for being with me. That website, heartforlebanon.org, heartforlebanon.org, heartforlebanon.org. Would you go there? Would you pray for them? And would you support them financially? Tom, we got to go. Love you, man. Glad you're back.
Thank
safe.
You, buddy.
Give my best to Camille, okay?
I will. God bless you. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Worried about inflation, digital currencies, political turmoil, and the future of your investments? It's time to take control with Conservative Wealth Protection Group. During these times, central banks are buying gold and precious metals at record levels. But the question is, are you? With access to the cheapest bullion in the nation, we have a deep understanding of the precious metals markets. We'll reveal strategies that both the wealthy and everyday patriots just like you are using to get the most out of their tax-deferred retirement plans. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, we provide guidance without high-pressure sales tactics. Our No Fees for Life IRA program offers the lowest prices on precious metals, along with tax-free and penalty-free transfers. Explore your options with a free consultation. Call 888-538-0111. That's 888-538-0111. Protect your family and your investments. Call 888-538-0111.
WTBN Pinellas Park. WLCC Brandon.
Faith Talk Tampa.
Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Download the Faith Talk Tampa app.
With SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Jury selection begins today in the first criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
It's a history-making trial. No American president or former president has ever gone to trial in a criminal case. Trump is accused of falsifying his company's records to hide the nature of payments to his former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, who paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 to cover up her claims of an extramarital affair. Trump lawyers argue the payments to Cohen were legitimate legal expenses. The former president pleaded not guilty last year to 34 felony counts. Greg Clugston, The White House.
British Foreign Secretary David Cameron tells Sky News Iran's attacks on Israel was almost a total failure.
They've revealed to the world that they are the malign influence in the region prepared to do this. So our hope is that there won't be a retaliatory response, and instead the world's focus should shift to Hamas.
While former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Dr. Michael Oren says Israel has no choice but to respond to Iran's missile and drone attack.
Every country in the world has to understand that if they're going to fire 350 projectiles at us, and if even one of them had gotten through, it could have killed thousands of people. That's a level of aggression that cannot go unanswered.
Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A movie weapons supervisor has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for the fatal shooting of a cinematographer by Alec Baldwin on the set of the Western film Rust. A New Mexico judge announced the sentence Monday against movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. The judge said had it not been for the armorer's recklessness, Helena Hutchins would be alive. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 248 points, the Nasdaq dropped 290. This is SRN News. Americans are split on values.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center illustrates vividly the divide in this country. It reveals that 50% of adults say liberals are trying to drive religious values out of government and the schools, while 48% believe that conservatives have gone too far in trying to push their religious values on government and the schools. As you might imagine, Christians are more likely to fear the liberal efforts and non-believers more likely to fear conservatives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court is considering whether to reinstate Arkansas's first-in-the-nation ban on sex change operations for minors. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis is debating a lower court judge's ruling that overturned the law. The 2021 measure would prohibit doctors from providing hormone treatments, puberty blockers, or surgery to anyone under 18. Arguments focused on whether the ban discriminates on the basis of sex. This is SRN News. An election this month in Pittsburgh is emerging as an early test of whether Israel's war with Hamas poses political threats to progressive Democrats in Congress who've criticized the conflict.
First-term Representative Summer Lee is facing a primary challenge from Bhavini Patel, a municipal councilwoman.
Lee's accused Israel of committing war crimes, called for a ceasefire, and demanded an end to U.S. military aid to Israel. That's veered from the stand taken by President Biden and most Democrats when it comes to the war. If Lee is defeated in the April 23rd contest, she'd be the first Democrat incumbent to lose a primary this year. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
After reporting dismal first quarter sales, Tesla is planning to lay off about a tenth of its workforce as it tries to cut costs. CEO Elon Musk detailed the plans in a memo sent to employees. The layoffs could affect about 14,000 in Texas. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk Tampa. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open in Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the briefing on this Monday afternoon. 15 days in the month of April. And, you know, I even forgot to mention it was tax day. Not that you want to be reminded of that. I understand that. But on my keep in mind of all of what's going on, probably a whole day of research and through the weekend, and on the top of my show planner in big letters, tax day. I blew it in hour number one. I blew it in hour number two. So let me address it a little bit here. But first, welcome to our program. I want to tell you that these are indeed exciting times. Now, obviously, it's not all positive in terms of what we're seeing unfold with many, many protests right now happening all across America by Palestinian protesters blocking the Golden Gate Bridge, causing trouble on the Brooklyn Bridge, closing down the road into Chicago's O'Hare Airport, and many other cities, Oakland, Long Beach, California, Oakland, California, San Antonio, Texas. And all of the video feeds I've been watching, so it just makes my heart just want to break, because all these young people who have been brainwashed about Israel. But it's nothing new. Satan has been brainwashing people about Jews for thousands of years. And we're getting close to the big battle. And as Satan knows that his time is limited, he's known that all along, but now we don't know the exact days and times. Anybody that tells you that, run for the hills. Somebody gives you a day that Jesus is going to be in the sky, get as far away from that, get you and your family as far away from that person as possible. Jesus didn't even know the time of his return and said only his Father knew, and that's our Abba Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So my word, it doesn't. You don't have to be a theological expert to say if somebody's telling you, like we have seen so many times in the past, run for the hills, take your family with you, get away from them. What we can tell is, and I believe this is happening, we don't know dates and times, but we know seasons. I believe we know seasons. And I believe that most everybody who follows and has a fundamental belief in Christ, has a belief in the infallibility of the Scriptures, the inerrancy of the Scriptures, I think most will tell you that as we look at especially the Olivet Discourse and the prophets of Joel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, you name it, we certainly have seen a very definite uptick in the severity and the frequency of the birth pains that have been pointed out through scriptures as indicators and markers set there for us to be able to say this, folks, pay attention to the signs of the times. It appears like we're getting close. If I'm right, and everybody would tell me I'm so silly and need medical attention, psychological attention, but I believe that Christ is going to come, and I believe that we will be raptured out before the big wrath of the Antichrist is going to, well, he's going to come in as a suave, good-looking guy. Israel's going to be so tired. Look at what they're going through right now. They're going to be so tired and worn out about war, air raid sirens, going to the bunkers, never knowing if there's going to be a Palestinian's going to step out of the shadows and to stab them or to shoot them. You can just see how it's all lining up that Israel's going to say, oh, yes, we accept peace. Oh, and there's going to be high-fiving, you know, who knows, high-fiving between Iranians and Israelis and Houthi rebels and Israelis, you know, all of this kumbaya, but it's all a 3.5-year charade by the Antichrist. And he'll build a temple on the Temple Mount, and he'll see himself as God, not to be questioned. We'll have two witnesses that will come in, and they will come back. Two of our Old Testament prophets will return to earth, and they'll be telling the truth so accurately, intensively, that the Antichrist will have them killed. And 3.5 years into this whole thing, he shows himself for who he really is. Now, the radical Muslims that you see, and I'm not singling out all Muslims, but I want to tell you, again, folks, now is the time to be sharing Jesus Christ to the Muslims that are in your circle of influence. You just heard Tom Adama, a young 27-year-old Muslim woman in Lebanon, hadn't eaten for 2 days with her children. Very typical, no man on the scene. Just like everywhere else, you know, a lot of them are sperm donors, but they're not family men. 2 days she went to Heart for Lebanon asking for food or something. Oh, she's only had water, her and her children, for 2 days. But it was clear that she didn't have a Quran, didn't know anything about what it has to say about the Muslim life, didn't know why Christians in Lebanon were reaching out. Because she said her own family doesn't even reach out to her or care for her. And they shared about the love of Christ. And you heard, if you were with us, you heard Tom talk about Malad. Oh, I wish I could tell you the story, the life story of Milan. I would have you just spellbound, and if you were getting out of the car to do something, if I were telling you the steps in his life, the miraculous steps, you'd be amazed. And I'm going to leave it there. Because a lot of what I know, and I hear it in many areas, there are security concerns. And I'm humbled that the Lord has allowed me to be involved in various things and at various levels to where I'm aware of certain items, but we have to protect the safety and security for those that are on the front lines of very difficult places. But understand that the Muslims believe that they have to create a large war. And when the war gets big enough, there's going to be the return of what the Shias believe as the Mahdi, which is the 12th Iman. And they believe the 12th Iman will emerge from the center of the earth. He will take control of the Muslim military effort around the globe and lead in what is known as a caliphate. I don't have time to go into it, but if you get a chance, research what a caliphate is all about. Basically, when we see all the Muslim protests, anti-Semitic protests, this very day, all across America, blocking roads, blocking bridges, blocking entrances to airports. Folks, you may have been watching all of this for years in Israel because, I mean, excuse me, in Europe, but they lost this battle a long time ago. They lost the battle to radical Islam a long time ago, especially in the United Kingdom. And we know that there is an Antichrist. We know the spirit of Antichrist is in the world. Boy, do we see it everywhere right now. But there's going to be the Antichrist, the appointed one from Satan, who will rise up. Many believe he'll rise up from the European Union. So, could that be a Muslim? Could the Antichrist be a Muslim? Could he be someone who, all the Muslims that have immigrated into the countries of Western Europe? I don't know. I don't know. But I'm just telling you this. I could be wrong. Some of you believe that we won't be raptured out until what they call mid-trib, the moment that the Antichrist finishes his 3.5 years of peace, 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 and Israel thinks everything's good. Some people think we'll be raptured out 3.5 years in before the wrath of the Antichrist. And then others believe that we won't be spared from anything, that we will, those of us who are alive, have to go through severe persecution to the end of the 7 years. I don't believe that, because in Thessalonians, Paul's letter to the church at Thessalonica, Greece, made it very clear that the church will be taken out before God's wrath. Now, I am not a theologian at all. I have a lifetime of Bible study courses, etc., teaching, but I want to tell you this. Keep watching the news every day because you see God in every news story. His hand is on Israel. And I guarantee you, his people, the Jews in Israel, are just like Jehovah God himself. What you do to bless, protect, and stand with Israel, that is regarded by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as standing with him. I can tell you, I would not want to be Joe Biden with what has transpired, especially in the last few weeks, or others. And unfortunately, God may be withdrawing his hand from America because of our abortions, because of our turning our back on Israel. But you know what? If you know him as your Lord and Savior, it doesn't matter, because he's a refuge for those of us who are his remnant. 877-943-9673. Be right back.
Since 1992, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has helped rescue over 770,000 Jews out of poverty, persecution, and anti-Semitism on Fellowship Freedom flights. Bishop Paul Lanier, U.S. Board Chairman for the Fellowship.
I'm at the airport right now, Ben-Gurion Airport. There is a flight that has come in from Ukraine. In a matter of moments, precious children, orphans, will be getting off of this plane to be able to make Aliyah.
The cost to rescue one Jew on a Fellowship Freedom flight is $710. We're praying for 20 listeners who will call today and donate $35 to help bring one Jew to Israel. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
Right now, all of us, we have an opportunity to help fulfill biblical prophecy for just $35. We all can take $35 to partner with God to bring a Jewish person home. Wow, the words of the Bible coming to fruition.
Just $35 helps one poor Jew out of a life of hopelessness and anti-Semitism.
My name is Rebecca, and I just challenge you today to give out of a cheerful, loving heart to his people that need so much these days, that are broken, that need comfort, that need to be brought home to their home place, Israel.
Jews have waited for this moment in history. They are looking to God for their rescue. God is looking to us, Christians, to be his representatives of prophetic biblical fulfillment. Your gift of $35 will go immediately to the Fellowship's Aliyah ministry and will help support a poor Jew before and after their arrival in Israel. Please call 800-315-2112. 800-315-2112. That's 800-315-2112.
Welcome back. I'm here on my knees with my hands held high. Thank you, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you for saving me. Thank you right now for your invitation of anybody in the sound of my voice all over Central Florida, Floridians and visitors by the thousands and thousands. Lord, I know you invite them to come to you and to give their hearts to you. If they ask for forgiveness of their mistakes, their sins, you will do that. If they pledge to you to turn from their sins and to follow and serve you, your grace will say, come on. And when they ask you through your Holy Spirit to give them the Holy Spirit, you will, and that Holy Spirit will help to give them the power, the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, and the wisdom and the guidance. Lord, I just thank you because that's available to everyone listening to the sound of my voice. Now, what I want to do, 877-943-9673, as we are waiting, it's kind of like the birth pains. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. And for the most part, I'm sure there's some people outside of Israel that know, but for the most part, let's just say a lot of people don't know when Israel's going to retaliate against Iran for that massive drone and missile strike this Saturday. Well, it's like I can't tell you exactly when, where, but I can tell you it's imminent. I believe it's coming by all indications, just like I believe it's imminent that the Lord Jesus Christ will return. But what I want to do is, in these days, my 3-hour briefing every afternoon certainly has to be dominated by what's happening there and the ripple effects, which includes what's happening here in America and other places around the globe relative to this surprising but remarkable anti-Semitic activity. To see that rise up alone should just give you chill bumps to know, oh boy, this God thing is real. This hatred for God's people, it's real. You can feel it. It's palpable. But for right now, and of course, if we have to spring back to it, we will. But let's lighten things up a little bit. Amen? Let's lighten things up. Again, our phone lines are open. If you have a question or comment, give me a call, 877-943-9673. Yesterday, let me just tell you what. It was a time where I played some golf, but quite frankly, time-wise, you know, ministry here, ministry in Tallahassee, do some other work. Anyway, then you got the whole commitment to family and all that, you know, to say that I lost the opportunity to play a regular game of golf has been in a rear view mirror. Will that come back at a time in the future? I'm always open to it. But I tell you what, I watch a few of the pro golf competitions. But I may be like you. I never want to miss the Masters. Now, part of that is because on my daddy's side, we hail from Southeast Georgia. And I'm talking about on the coast. Cumberland Island, Brunswick, Georgia, Blackshear, Georgia, St. Mary's, Georgia. And I spent a lot of time going to Georgia. And so let me tell you what, I'm well familiar with azalea bushes. Because we had, my mom and dad built their house after World War II. Well, they didn't. The house was built, and I can tell you that the landscape was heavily completed with azaleas. Different colors. And so, you know, if you're going to watch the Masters, you're just going to be taken in, especially now when, you know, it comes in stereo and very crisp video where it's an absolutely gorgeous course. Some of the bridges. Hey, and you got to love a course that has the Amen Corner. Amen. And, just the beautiful scenery, and then the competition. Well, I know a lot of folks tuned in to see Tiger Woods. And boy, I tell you what, Tiger Woods, age 50. You just got to hand it to him because the accident, the auto accident, his physical injuries, the pure determination to not quit, the determination to come back. And I can't remember. Somebody said like 8 or 9 miles. Anyway, I don't know how many miles it takes to walk around all 18 fairways at Augusta, there at the Masters. But you do that, if you continue to qualify, you do that 4 days in a row. Tiger did it for 3 days. And if you watch him, you know, the limp in his gait, he's had to retrain himself because of his leg injuries. He's even had to shift from driving the ball not off his legs and his thighs, but more of the upper body. And it was exciting because he qualified, but really was his worst Masters. But there's a new kid on the block, Scottie Scheffler. When I come back, my Christian brothers and sisters, I got a email from Dale Gladding, and I want to share that with you because I think you want to hear about this young man's Christian commitment, and I think those of you that watched him, he's the new phenom on the golf course. I think you're really going to fall in love with him much more than just his how he plays golf. I'll be right back.
W282 CI Tampa, W262 CP Bayonet Point.
Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Or listen on TuneIn and Odyssey.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Pro-Palestinian protest against Israel across America in several U.S. cities, frustrating many residents in San Francisco. The Golden Gate Bridge had earlier been blocked by protesters, forcing a massive backup. Other protests in Chicago, New York, and Philadelphia, to name a few. The Trump alleged hush money trial is underway in New York. The former president has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. The FBI has opened an investigation into the deadly Baltimore bridge collapse and to determine whether any federal laws might have been broken. On Wall Street, stocks finished lower today. The Dow was down 248 points. The NASDAQ lost 290, and the S&P 500 dropping 61 points. This is SRN News.
Hi, Bill Bunkley here for Care Team Home Care. I want you to meet two excellent Care Team Home Care professionals, Bill and Carissa.
My name is Bill Darnell. I'm the Director of Nursing for Care Team Home Care.
I am Carissa Darnell, and I am an infusion home health nurse for Care Team.
I feel that I make a great difference in patients and families' lives.
I feel supported as an RN by the company, and I feel that I can deliver excellent patient care because I am not stressed out.
We have a large portion of our clientele are veterans.
The scheduling is flexible, and the compensation is excellent.
Being able to be more at home, which is what we are, we're in the home, you're going to get to know them.
Want to make a change for 2024? Care Team Home Care is now hiring healthcare aides, LPNs, and RNs. You can apply in person at 3311 West Kennedy Boulevard. And for more information on career opportunities, visit careteamhomecare.com.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Brandon Tatum weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, followed by Charlie Kirk at 7. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
Hello, this is Alistair Begg inviting you to join me and my friends from Salem Media Group on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. We'll enjoy the beautiful fall scenery along the coastline as we make our way from Boston up through the Gulf of St. Lawrence and over to Quebec City. Our voyage will include stops in Rockland, Maine, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island. We'll be visiting charming villages, touring historic lighthouses, dining on fresh seafood, and along the way, we'll have the opportunity to enjoy a wonderful time of Christian fellowship as we learn from God's Word together. That's the Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise, September 2024. Learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or by calling 855-565-5519. I hope you'll come along.
Are you looking for a health plan? A plan that has dental, vision, hearing, prescription drug coverage, gym memberships, healthy meals allowance, and much more, and you have Medicare or both Medicare and Medicaid? Then call Family Focus Insurance Solutions at 813-533-3000. For over 15 years, our licensed staff has been able to find real solutions for your insurance needs. Call 813-533-3000. $3,000 for your free annual checkup and your free analysis.
Jesus in disguise, Jehovah passing by, the burden of a tear hanging in your eye. Jesus in disguise, a scar across the sky. You were looking for a king you would never recognize. Jesus in disguise.
Hey, welcome back, Bill Bunkley. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. How about some good news and how about some uplifting news? And I want to call your attention on a young man that is absolutely, well, they're calling him maybe the next phenom. Now, whether he's the next Tiger Woods or not, I don't know. But he got himself his second green jacket yesterday at the Masters. He was Masters champion in 2022. Ballesteros won last year, and he won again this year. And oh, by the way, at that holiday weekend in Augusta, Georgia, beautiful weekend. And by the way, I love when the mockingbirds come across the coverage. That and the azaleas, beautiful greens, the bridges, Amen Corner. Anyway, I knew that Scottie Scheffler was a Christian, but I didn't really had the occasion to know any more about the phenom. And by the way, he's won the last three out of four tournaments leading up to the Masters yesterday, and the one that he didn't win, he was in second place. This guy's phenomenal. And in fact, when they were turning the front line, maybe it was around 10, somewhere in there, I think there was four or five people tied for the lead at 6 under. And little by little, everybody faltered, and not Scottie Scheffler, man. He was smoking. Well, Dale Gladding lives over in Vero Beach, and as he said, as a fellow conservative, you share my values and principles based on faith, family, and freedom. And so he writes every day, and he sends me what he writes. And boy, I saw, I think it was yesterday's posting that he did. And I'm gonna share it with you. It was a real encouragement to me, especially with all of the stuff I've been dealing with to bring you this show, especially what's going on, watching all weekend the next shoe to drop in the Israel-Iranian conflict or with the proxies. So Dale writes, and I think you will enjoy this. If you're not a golf fan or didn't watch the Masters tournament this past weekend, The name Scottie Scheffler may not mean anything to you, but the 27-year-old man who was born in New Jersey but lives in Texas was the man to be going into the Masters tournament, and as expected, he emerged victorious at the end. I'm adding a couple of adjectives, etc., to this, but this is all Dale's work, okay? Okay, so a lot of past champions have entered Masters Week as prohibitive favorites. Let's see, Tiger Woods, check. Jack Nicklaus, check, check. Arnold Palmer, check, 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 check. Those names come to mind, and they wound up winning the coveted green jackets as well. So he asked the question, why is Scheffler so special? And Dale Gladding said, I'm glad to tell you. First, Scheffler is a man of quiet faith, cut out of the cloth as his fellow Texan and former Masters champion Byron Nelson. Whereas Scottie may not wear his Christian faith on his sleeve, he lives it consistently, which may be even more important. And when Scottie is asked about it, Scheffler won't shy away from responding like this, quote, the reason why I play golf is I'm trying to glorify God and all that he's done in my life. Whether I win or lose, my identity isn't a golf course. Jesus loves me, and my identity is in Christ, close quote. And this matches up with all the commentators, everybody that was discussing this young man. We all see his golf prowess, and we learn about how diligent he is in his preparation. But they also know him from being on the tour of his private life. And there's an example here for you and me. Whatever your profession is, a doctor, a lawyer, a plumber, a sewer cleaner, whatever it is, listen carefully, because what a testament of what a life can do. Now, granted, he's got a large platform. I know that I have a large platform. But if you have a platform of one, go to it, my friend. Go to it, my friend. Dale goes on, quote, those aren't just sound bites used to appease a questioning reporter. On the contrary, Scottie Scheffler's words come straight from the heart, sincere and unfiltered. To say that your identity isn't in your golf score, it is in Jesus, well, that's one thing. To believe is true and to act accordingly, well, that's something altogether different. That's why Scheffler was the same old Scottie when he won the Arnold Palmer Invitational on March the 10th. He won the Players' Championship on March 17th, as he was when he lost the Texas Children's Houston Open on March 31st, and he lost by a single stroke. Give it your best shot, and then, win or lose, walk away with your head held high. Now, I want you to listen to this. This is just such a special testimony. Second, Scottie Scheffler has the right priorities. After his strong Christian faith comes his family, and in particular, his wife, Meredith. He and Meredith, sweethearts since high school. Scottie and Meredith got married in 2020. And right this moment, and throughout the whole Masters weekend, They are currently expecting their very first child. Imagine that, Dale writes. Waiting till after you're married to start a family. What a novel concept in this day and age. Once again, Scottie Scheffler backed up his words with his actions. He arrived at the Masters telling reporters very pointedly that if Meredith went into labor during the Masters, listen now, he would simply walk off the course and hightail it back to Texas. I want that to sink in. The guy the whole world's waiting to see the Masters made it very clear. If my Meredith is going into labor, I'm just telling you guys, you gals, I'm out of here. There will always be another tournament to win, but there won't be another opportunity to witness the birth of your first child. Dale said, like I said, priorities. Third, Scottie Scheffler is as humble as they come. Oh, yes, he's a fierce competitor, and yes, he realizes how good he is at his chosen profession. After all, Scottie has been ranked number one in the world for more than 80 weeks. Do the math. 80 weeks. But Scottie still displays a quiet, aw, shucks, kind of charm that seems to come straight out of Mayberry RFD. Picture Andy Griffith playing golf, and you have Scottie Scheffler. No chest thumping, no trash talking, no purposely showing up your opponent. As an avid sports fan who has had a hard time watching most professional athletes these days because of all of the self-promotion, Scottie's behavior is incredibly refreshing to behold. I guess that's why I, Dale, consider him to be such a good role model for today's youth. Fourth, Scottie Scheffler is loyal to a fault. When so many other high-profile golfers bolted the Saudi-backed Live Golf, bolted to go to the Saudi Arabian-backed LIV Live Golf and their multi-million-dollar guaranteed contracts, Scottie remained loyal to the PGA Tour. If John Rahm was worth $500 million, Phil Mickelson $200 million, and Dustin Johnson $125 million, just how much money would Scottie Scheffler command to jump ship? The point is, we'll never know because Scottie turned it down, flat turned it down. Dale said, I could go on and on about why America and pro sports in particular needs more Scottie Schefflers. Devoted, disciplined, workmanlike, and self-effacing. Happy to let his golf game and the way he lives his life publicly and privately speak for themselves. Go get him, Scottie, and I hope your new baby turns out just like you. That's Dale Gladding of DaleGladding.com. If you watch this young man on the course, didn't interact with the crowd, didn't even look up at the leaderboard, totally focused. And now he's the Masters champion times two. Who knows what's next? And he turned down hundreds of millions of dollars. That's our Christian brother. I'll be right back.
Investments involve a high degree of risk. risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-698-7191. 800-698-7191. 800-698-7191. That's 800-698-7191.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt-branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt-branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
Hey, Florida, want to help the over 20,000 plus children in the state's foster care system? Join All Pro Dad and the No More Foundation at Relevant Church at 6 p.m. on Sunday, May 1st, for an event where you can step up to foster, adopt, or learn how you can help families who are doing the incredibly hard but rewarding work of saving young lives. Text ACTION to 97000 to help make a difference today. That's text ACTION to 97000.
Together, we'll join hands and hearts at the 31st Annual Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch on Thursday, May 2nd. Join Faith Talk Tampa for this time-honored tradition at Armature Works, where our community lifts up our nation and its leaders in prayer around the theme, Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World, followed by an address by keynote speaker Laura Story. The Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch. Get tickets now at letstalkfaith.com.
All praise to God the Father. All praise to Christ the Son. All praise to the Holy Spirit. Our God has overcome. The King who was and is and evermore will be. In Jesus' name.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here, and yes, he is returning. You can, that is Money in the Bank. Well, I hope that the story about Scottie Scheffler has been a light in the darkness. And it was a lot of fun. In fact, yesterday, I really need to get away. So some of you, if you follow me on Facebook and Twitter, you probably know that, oh, at about 8 o'clock, I was posting what I was seeing on the shores of the Gulf of Mexico, a spectacular sunset yesterday. And that's because I cheated a little bit. I think it was like 5:30. Anyway, I put the old DVR on, because I just needed to just go, and there's something about being out in God's creation. So, yeah, I was out at the beach on the Gulf, and then I actually watched the Masters on the finish of the Masters from hole. I think Scotty was on 14, I think, heading to 18, and so I watched that. But, well, I tell you what, I am – that's the stuff. That's the stuff I get excited about, because oftentimes Christians, well, they'll get on the front lines, but they want a whole lot of credit. Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody needs to be encouraged. Everybody needs to be told if it's true, expressed appreciation, being a Barnabas, an encourager. But if you haven't watched this young man, watch him at the next tournament. I mean, he is just laser focused. And so it brings me to a final verse, Luke 12:48. To whom much is given, much will be required. Now, there's more to this verse, but I'm just focusing in on that. Think about that. Too much. To whom much is giving, much will be required. Folks, I want to tell you, anybody in this country who's a Christ follower, we have received so many blessings, especially here in Central Florida. Even if you remember, and I'm not a big Spider-Man fan, but you have Peter Parker and Spider-Man, and you got Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben gives Peter some wisdom. With great power comes great responsibility. Let me tell you, the power of one, when the Holy Spirit indwells inside of you, is unstoppable. Good things always begin in small packages. Do not forsake, the Bible tells us, small beginnings. Take little David, the shepherd boy, the runt, out with the sheep. The day when everybody else was copping out being a coward, old David comes, I'll get him. I get that big old boy. I got my slingshot. I can't imagine that just about everybody except God was certainly in the ridicule mold to that young man. But look what God had in mind. I think about Joseph. In a big mega family, his brothers really bullied him, tried to kill him, throw him in a pit, sold him into slavery. Spent years and years and years in a prison for something he didn't do. Look what God did there. We think of it sometimes as rag to riches, but I just want to refer to it as riches to riches. if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that would be the most important brief I could give you all 3 hours. I hope you will examine the claims of Christ. I hope you will consider becoming a Christian, joining us who are Christian brothers and sisters. Well, keep praying for Israel. Keep praying for wisdom. Pray for our president and our country. And be back tomorrow at 3. And whatever unfolds, I'll be on top of it for you. Until then, God bless and have a blessed Monday evening.
I want to give in. This is our crime. This is our sin. But I still believe.
Thank you for making my...
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.